Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have Charles McBee, comedian, writer, and a good person.
I was good. She's calling out good people now. I like that.
I'm trying to get more professional with my intros. I don't know if that worked or not, but.
Oh, good. Listen, in this business, good person goes a long way. That actually, you don't get, that's not always the case. So I'll take that.
You can add good person or handsome man. That's what we're trying to get more professional, is a little step at a time. Like, we're not going to say anything about your credentials or anything like
that.
It's
just
more about like
don't good let
person, cool hat, you know, stuff like that.
No, I was about to. That's my, our first topic is that you are the head writer for The God's Honest Truth, correct?
That is correct.
For Charlemagne.
Yes, they haven't fired me yet. So
see, I did know a credit.
You did.
So there you go. So how's that been? How long have you been the head writer?
I've been the head writer for about a year now. And it's been a crazy, wonderful, interesting, stressful ride. All in a good way. Yeah, it's been great. I've been very, very grateful. So, so far, so good.
Are you besties with Charlemagne?
Besties? From the outside looking in, it may appear that way, but I always take things with, I'm the one that's never wanting to overstep my bounds. So he's always very, you know, gracious and warm and welcoming. And I'm always just like, all right, I don't want to bother you. Hey, all right. So, but yeah, no, he's great. He's great to work with. I've worked with him for a while now because we worked on other projects in the past together. So there is some familiarity, but this is definitely the closest I've worked with him on a consistent basis. So
let me ask you what I'm curious about. Do you just sit in your home for a lot of hours just writing shit down? Do you just sit in your home for 60 hours a week just writing stuff and then throwing out half of it and keeping half of it?
Is this for work or
yeah, for that.
Not really, because it's everything for the show is on a time constraint. So there's deadlines that have to be met. So it's more so like hitting the deadline. So if something has to be turned in, if a first draft has to be turned in by, let's say Tuesday by, you know, noon or something like that, then that's the deadline. So it's more of that. It's less like just kind of sitting on in and just writing. It's more just like hitting each deadline. That's kind of the way my brain kind of sees it.
So, I mean, but you're just walking around in the world, and then when a good idea pops into your head, then you go take that, and then they'll need a rough draft on that by Tuesday morning? That's how it's happening?
It's more the other way around. It's less like I just kind of walk around and wait for something to hit. It's more like this shit is due by this time, so swing for the fences. You know what I mean? We don't have
the luxury of
allowing the universe to give us whatever. It's like, no, make it.
Yeah, that's hard because I'm never funny unless I wait. I wait for a really long time, and then in between, you know, a month will pass, and then then I have something funny. But like, if somebody was like, "You got to be funny right now," not happening, bro.
Yeah, I can only imagine. They're just like, I'm just telling, like, you know, Stephen Colbert or somebody, just like, yeah, give me a month. We'll come up with something maybe, and then we'll be able to shoot something. Yeah.
Wait until something pops into my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's
you can't do that. So you're saying I have no career. I have no chances.
You could be stand up is a whole different ball game. Take all the time you want. in television is a little different.
That's why I think it can be so hard, the pressure to create, to get gems or dig for gold, whatever you'd say in a specific time period. I don't know if I'd be able to do it. I think it can be quite draining, but maybe I would be, you know. I definitely have had deadlines before like that for certain publications and you make it happen, but it's definitely hard. Like you go into your brain and your resources and you are digging, you know? So it can be tough. I feel
like if the deadline got too close, I'd have to do drugs to figure out, you know what I mean? Like the deadline, if it's 24 hours away and I have the deadline coming up, I'm like, yo, I got to take some drugs. Like
not off the table. Not off the table. I mean, you know, you're not getting drug tested in television, so
they don't drug test you in comedy. That's not
good. Yeah, whatever works. You know,
they already know what it's going to be in comedy. Yeah. No, that's not true for everyone. I couldn't even tell the joke. I was like, actually, that's not true.
No, you live and die with the joke, Kate. It's all good. No fact checkers over here.
Okay, so this is a random next topic, but it needs to be said.
Yes.
Ice cream trucks are annoying as fuck. I went to a park to go for a peaceful run and they like allowed an ice cream truck in there. And like half of my nature run was that same song they do.
He pumps up the juice on
over
that shit too.
And yeah. Over. And I was like, this is noise pollution and it feels violent. Right now, like I wanted to go up to them and like scream, but I knew I would just be a crazy lady doing that. So
specifically, you would be a Karen, a crazy white.
He'd get out his camera and be like, look at this bitch wanting to stop ice cream and joy. And I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna run.
When I was six, like I loved that the ice cream man was there, but now we go try to like, there's a lake and there, you know, it's nice outside. And then that's all I can hear is him pumping the ice cream man music.
For like an hour though, it's like.
Yeah, he don't play.
You should get a limited amount of that music time.
Yeah, it's different when they're stationary as opposed to moving from neighborhood to neighborhood. That's where the nostalgia comes from, is because as a kid, you can hear them coming from a mile away and then it gets closer and closer and then finally it's there and you run up and you get the thing and then you hear it go fading into the distance again. But when it's parked outside of your house, just blaring the same song, it's a little different.
Or it's kind of torturous for the kids whose parents won't get them ice cream. So they got to hear it for 45 minutes coming down while the other kids all happy running around to get money. And then they don't get to get the ice cream. That poor bastard. We had a few of those in my neighborhood.
Aww.
They weren't allowed to get the ice cream.
It is healthy kids.
The healthy kids. They weren't poor. They were healthy.
Oh, that sucks.
Healthy moms and dads.
They had that. We're of a certain age. They had that when you were a kid.
The ice cream man?
No, healthy moms and dads.
They did in our neighborhood. They had some healthy moms and dads. Some of the kids were homeschooled. The homeschool moms and dads were real healthy. They wasn't eating no ice cream.
Where'd you grow up?
Outside of Philly.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, just off of knowledge alone, like our parents fed us shit. Like we ate shit because we didn't, FDA didn't give a shit. They were feeding us god awful things because that's just what we had. I didn't know that there were even parents who were cognizant of like, well, this isn't organic. There was no free range back then.
No, they had no names for it back then. They had no organic. They had nothing like actually, there was some science behind it, but there was like old wives tales and there was the stuff that, you know, the moms knew from church.
Oh.
And church be fucking you up. They don't let you have nothing good.
Interesting.
So it was big in the church community, in the white suburban church community, I would say.
Yeah, black.
Well, also, my mom.
Oh yeah.
We were raised Jewish, but yeah, it was like whole grain, like the peanut butter was hard to turn and it had to be kept in the refrigerator. There was like no added sugar. I had to get all the healthy cereals. I love going to friends' houses to have all the fun cereals.
Yeah, I mean the stuff that. And because look, I'm not a parent yet that I know of, but like I do as an adult now, I'm thinking of all the, now that I'm health conscious and yada, 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 I'm like, oh, I do want my kids to have a healthier lifestyle, but I don't want them to be weirdos. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want them to be ostracized. So it's just like a balance. I think I'll hopefully try to raise them in like some sort of balance, but like, where I came up, I mean, I don't know what the fuck goes in a Pop-Tart. Like it's just there. You don't think about like, oh, this was made in some lab. These aren't real strawberries. What's going on here? But that's just what it was back then. I mean, we had Kool-Aid where there was more sugar than water. We had, you know, Pop-Tarts. We had processed meats. We had, fruit snacks. High fructose corn syrup was pumped into our veins. It's just what it was back then, you know?
See, Charles, when I went to somebody's house who had like Cocoa Puffs or something, I thought they had bad parents. Like, I was glad. Wow. I was glad that I like was over there. I was like, yo, we can fucking eat that right now. And like, we could, like, I'd be excited as hell about it. But I thought like, man, that poor kid got some really bad parents.
There is.
I was taught they were bad people if they let their kids have Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, but there were other belief systems. Like when he was told by a friend when he was young that they were, his family was getting a divorce. He was like, oh, that's what Jewish families, that's what happens to Jewish families.
In our neighborhood, there was a lot of racism between Jewish people and white people. So it was like, you know, and Gentile people. So that was what I was raised with. Wow. And I thought divorce, I was like, oh, they're Jewish, you know, it's fine. I was like five, you know, but that's how, that's what I was told.
When we became friends, I was one of your first Jewish heathen friends, because he started going to public school only for a couple years, and then you got grabbed out of there. But you got to be friends with some Jews then, and you knew that we're all equally heathens, I think you found out.
I was like, Dad, these Jewish girls are smoking hot. Come on.
Funny.
All right.
And then a lot of the Jewish kids were allowed to have the sugar cereals.
Not me.
And so, no, you weren't. You weren't.
What a bummer.
They just came out with some article like Frosty Flakes may be linked to some type of disease. I'm like, really? Is this... Is this such a discovery? I mean, we needed an article to tell us this. We had cereal that literally were miniature cookies. And we were like, this is a part of a balanced breakfast.
They used to do that in every cereal commercial. They show you the cereal and then they put a glass of orange juice next to it and like a piece of toast, and it was part of a balanced breakfast.
And what? Marshmallows and cookies and chocolate chip cookies? What part of this is a part of any? And then we're wondering why kids are bouncing off the fucking wall and has all type of crazy mental, has the attention span of a gnat. Like, what are we talking about? But that's just it's just what it was, you know. We didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah. The idea that I think your parents were very progressive in that way. I'm actually impressed that there were any parents in the 90s that shit about health, anything.
I think maybe our households were the only, not the only ones, because you tell me how he used to have to go to those like Christian youth groups. And he said the food there was the driest, no sugar stuff. So I guess in those youth groups. But for the most part, I remember my friends having fun foods.
It was Fig Bars and Crystal Light. That's what we got at like the end of the night.
Crystal Light
and Fig Bars, bro.
Oh my God.
I like Fig Bars.
Made by somebody's mom who homeschooled them.
Were you ever allowed to eat McDonald's? Or anything like that?
No. All right. So
rarely as a treat. Yes.
We were middle of the pack. Right. So like, yeah, we could get Ice Cream Man sometimes. We got McDonald's sometimes. But I mean, yeah, at the far end of the spectrum in our neighborhood, they wasn't fucking with no ice cream or McDonald's or anything like that. And they got like, they couldn't go out. They couldn't go out in the sunlight. Like, you know, they get red so fat. Like, there was a lot of rules.
Yeah.
So we weren't completely there, but we were kind of.
As much as I'm anti, in theory, giving my future kids, you know, raising them on McDonald's, I can't in good conscience say that I would ban McDonald's in totality, because I don't want them to grow up to be misfits. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe in the household, you know, we try to keep it, but if they go off with their cousins or if they go to somebody's house, have at it, do whatever. I don't want them being ostracized.
Yeah.
One of my buddies was telling me, or so I heard this somewhere, you know, one of their friends asked for like a hot dog at McDonald's. And he was like, who the fuck doesn't know the McDonald's menu? Like, I don't trust somebody who doesn't know the McDonald's menu. So like, if you grow up, like not knowing what McDonald's tastes like, or not what's on the McDonald's menu, you are weird to me.
That makes so much sense. Know, like, cause like, yeah, if I had never been, I would be like hamburgers and hot dogs. But then, yeah, you order and they're like, what the fuck?
Like, are you not from the world? Because there's McDonald's everywhere in the whole world.
That's hilarious.
In Bolivia, there's McDonald's. It's
crazy.
Is that a good, that wasn't a good country to choose. I don't know.
Well, I want to change to a topic that we have to get to anyway, because it's Roe versus Wade. And everything that's going on. And I know it's not the funniest. What'd you say?
A light topic.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
she loves to take the most serious news stuff and put it right in the middle of our comedy podcast.
I just want to say some things real quick, okay, about it. Yeah. I want to say that whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, I think we should all agree that Hitler should have been an abortion. That's the first thing I want to say. And if you don't agree, then you're anti-Semitic and probably racist. I also want to say we've done this before and everything got fucked up. Women were having back alleyway abortions, bleeding out. And then some people leave their kids in dumpsters who don't want them. Like, there are worse things that can and will happen unless we want to, as a society, address real sexual education and real preventative measures. But the same people who are pro-life also don't want you to talk about sex at all. It's push it all under the rug. So it's pretty fucked up. I can't believe we're here. Do I think there should be regulations on abortion? If you're going to have one, do I think you should try to have it earlier? Yes, but there are complications, and there are also just women who get raped and then pregnant. Like, there are just so many things to think of that, and we don't take care of the citizens here that are alive already. So I definitely think we need to still have abortions. I don't think there should be many late term abortions unless it's a medical situation, but I can't believe we're here again. Although I can, because we're archaic in many ways in our society.
I want to start a pullout, less class at the local schools. Like, you know, I used to be pulling out all the time. Like, for years, I just pulled out and that worked. Like, why is nobody teaching that?
A pullout game is undefeated. It's all about.
Exactly.
It's because.
It works.
Men aren't taught to listen to our bodies and mind over matter. We're in there. It feels great. And we just allow it to just take a hold. And if you just listen to your body and train yourself to go, you know what? When it tickles, it's gonna lead to something you don't want. I just go, when it's about to go down and I'm in there and I'm just like, maybe I should pull out now or I could stay a little longer. I just think to myself, mother of your children. And I go, I'm out. And it allows me, I just go, I'm out. Nope. Thanks. Bye. And it's always worked.
Pulling out's really underrated. I hate when the doctors tell you, like, no, you can get pregnant with pulling out. You can, maybe, but it never happened to me.
This is a really bad message if any younger.
Like, I don't think we have any younger listeners, Kate.
Pulling out's better than staying in, for sure.
There you go.
Staying in is almost
just definitely guaranteed. Don't keep it in. Just whatever you do, whatever you choose to do, just the keep it in method does not work. Anytime.
There's always flares going off to let you know it's about to happen. The problem is the flares feel really good.
You're right.
So you're like, well, this feels great. I want to feel more good. No. See, if your dick was on fire by right before you were about to come, then you'd be like, ah, I got to get out of here.
Oh, no.
Sometimes it's on fire afterwards, but that's a whole different story. But it feels amazing. And then so you just stay in it. But that's a sign. That means get out of there. Oh, this feels really great now. I got to go. And that's it. But, you know.
If I was God, that's one of the things that I would redesign, is that I'd make it feel like it just caught on fire. So you knew when to pull it out. Because, to have my people's backs. Like, I got my people's backs. Like, don't do
sex
it.
Sex would be completely different. No one would want to procreate, which we could have arguments about.
Well, no, it's like when you stop, you know when to stop. Thing.
It's supposed
it's
to be
supposed
beautiful.
To be under.
People are sticking their penises in. I hate to say it, Amber Heard's, you know, and no offense to her, but she'd be pooping on beds.
Yeah.
She might be able to evolve and not be a poop on the better, but, and then same with like women fucking men that they shouldn't. Like, everything just needs to shift where we're not so desperate to get our dicks and vaginas on the wrong people, you know, like.
You know,
you don't like this suggestion, but I think it's a great
suggestion. I'm appalled if you're saying Amber Heard shouldn't be banged by someone.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, what? Wait, what?
Because what comes with it? Now she's in a trial. Do you think Johnny Depp is happy that that happened? She was calling him basically a woman beater, you know? So yes, she's a hot, sexy piece of ass, and maybe she is cool deep down, but maybe wait till the person has evolved until you get all up in that, you know. Sex should be taken a lot more seriously, in my opinion, because it leads to things like pregnancies and connections to people maybe you don't want to have connections to, or a hearing or a trial like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are having. It sounds like a real bummerville.
Or you may have more in common with the pro-life people than you want. Sex should be between two people who are in love, under the eyes of God.
And goddess. You basically are pro-life.
Huh?
Now that he mentions it.
No, because I am also
everything except the actual abortion.
I never think abortion. No, well, that's the biggest part. Abortion should be legal. So if someone doesn't want to have the baby and they do it early enough, or if someone is raped or something medically goes on, that should be an option. At the same time, I do think sex, not just for this issue, but just for people's souls, I think it should be approached in the correct way. People don't realize that you're mixing energy fields. That is real. So you should be really careful who you want to swim, you know, whose energy fields you're swimming in, because next thing you know, you could be taking on their panic attacks or their things. It's all fun and games when you're jizzing.
You're just swimming in all these energy fields, not even knowing what's about to happen.
That's what I'm
swimming
saying.
Swimming in energy fields here, left and right.
Yes.
People.
And if people realized the mind, body, spirit connection properly, people would be navigating a lot more smartly, which isn't a word. So it's a shame that that was the last word I used.
While watching the two of you right now, I feel like I'm having the birds and bees talk with like my white adopted parents.
Oh.
Or my white pastor and the first lady, my youth pastor. You don't understand. Your energy field is going to mix with theirs. Oh, I joke, but I agree with everything you said. Though I can't take anything seriously, so I just joke. I just make jokes about it, even though I agree with basically everything you said.
Well, it's because I've learned, and a lot of us have learned the hard way, you know, and I think there are funny parts about it, because so many people have horror stories of like, yo, I fucked the hottest chick, and the next thing you know, she's chasing after me. And like, people do have stories of like the hot person that suddenly became a psycho. And it's like,
I've had stories of the ugly person that became a psycho.
That's usually what it is.
A lot of psychos in my in my day. Yeah. So no,
accidentally mess with an ugly one, that she becomes the psycho.
Oh yeah.
That's the usual.
It's not fun. It's not fun. I think that in general, especially in my old age, these young whippersnappers, these kids today, there should be more of a responsibility in just how, you know, we deal with each other in general. But particularly when it comes to procreation, if they're coming out with the man pill, and I'm hearing guys being like, oh, I wouldn't do it. Shit, I would. I'd pop a pill. I would pop I have money now. I have things to lose. I would gladly take a, what do you call it? I don't even know. The blah, blah, blah pill. To if it's safe, if they come out that it's safe and everything, oh yeah, I think that would be a game changer.
It just destroys all your sperm?
No, that's the thing. technically.
It makes them retarded.
It doesn't destroy the sperm. Not all the sperm, but maybe the sperm that comes out, they're just like dead on arrival or whatever. I don't mind that.
Or they're just too simple to make the journey.
Yeah.
It just rocks them enough that they're just too simple to make the journey into through the urethra.
It's probably partially dead semen.
There would be a lot of disappointed women during All-Star Weekend. I can tell you that.
So like, do you just like, you take it the night you're going to bang and then you don't have to pull out?
I think it's just an ongoing thing of like, I think it's an ongoing thing of just like, I don't know if it's a one-time thing. I think it's kind of like you take it, I don't know.
Your medication? You take it like birth control type
thing? Yeah, like birth control.
So you take your male birth control?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's the word. That's what I was looking for, birth control.
I would definitely do that. If I was out there fucking, yes.
To take it into your own hands?
Yeah. If you could just do whatever you wanted out there, and then it's all good.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. I think that's a great thing.
In general, the guys I've heard that are against it or have, I think they're just being weird about it because we're not used to something like that. But when you lay it out, like, why would you not do that? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I might be worried it might have adverse side effects, like burn the inside of my penis or something, like the things you just don't know yet because it's too new. Right. So I might wait till a few of my friends tried it out and they didn't get any penis burn.
Oh yeah, totally. Let it go through a nice little trial. But but here's the thing though. I mean, guys are buying Viagra pills out of like gas stations and bodegas. So like, do we really? It's like the same people that are questioning the vaccine, and but then at the same time they're like ingesting shit off the back of, they're buying weed off of some guy in Greenwich Village, with a tattoo of a dragon on his neck. are we really that thorough about what goes into our bodies? So yeah, I think that if it's out there and available and the general consensus is that it's okay, I think guys definitely be on that.
To me, like if something is in legit packaging, I'll buy it. Yeah. So like the Viagra at the gas station, that's cool. It's in legit packaging. There's a real company behind it that could afford to have the legit packaging. Yeah. So I'm in. And that means you can find who you have to sue if you get real fucked up.
Maybe. Unless their company closed and they're all bankrupt, then you're just screwed. Okay, next topic. Once again, random. Genocide. What'd you say?
Genocide.
Well, no,
that wasn't serious.
I think this
is
more upbeat. Well, not really, but like, kind of. I just think there's a lot of dog violence out there. Like owners need to treat some of their violent dogs with more care. It's like, I feel like sometimes I'm either going for a walk or a hike in the woods and I pass someone's dog and I feel like I almost got murdered. And it's like, oh, well, I'm sorry. It's like, that's scary. Like, I don't know. I want people, if you have a scary dog, and Shane's dog used to be kind of scary, so I had to start taking it more seriously because she would go apeshit. But I just think people need to realize dogs are scary as shit. And that's about...
Well, you've seen...
They can be. They
you've
can
seen
be.
A lot of dogs attack other dogs, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I think, like, that there's something about you that creates dog violence. Because I haven't ever seen a dog attack another dog, like myself. And you've seen it, like... 10 times. So I feel like there's something about you that puts the dogs into a frenzy. Is that possible?
Aura is mixing with their aura. You guys' auras are intertwined.
It is with the auras.
I do think there's something about my frenetic energy because I have a bit of anxiety. So I do, and animals pick up on that. So maybe my spazzy yet artistic energy freaks them out, or they're like, what the fuck? And they get on edge. And then, I mean, maybe I don't like blaming it on me, because I think some people just have dogs that need to be trained better. And some people can't, it's not cool to have a scary dog. I understand if you want protection for your home, that's understandable, but make sure that when just civilians who aren't trying to harm you are around, that they don't feel unnecessarily threatened.
I would like to think that that was the general consensus of dog owners. Unless, I mean, well, you say you go, I don't know, woods people, if you're jogging in the woods and shit, woods people are a different kind of people. They're a different breed, if you will. And so maybe they are just kind of like, you know, I don't know, rusty, blah, blah, blah. But most people that I see, because it's like, if your dog bites somebody, they're getting put down. So like, most people don't want their dog, you know, doing that. And so I see people kind of having their dogs at least somewhat in check, if not at least on a leash. And, you know, so when you said dog violence, I thought you meant like people being violent towards a dog.
That too is wrong. That is also horrific. And I don't like any kind of animal abuse.
Oh, totally.
Dog on dog violence.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No, I just, you know, be cool to animals. I don't think birds should be kept in cages. I mean, as long as that's just their bedroom, but they get to fly around sometimes, like, I think animals should be treated with a lot of respect and as much freedom as possible.
I feel the same. In my old age, I've now, if you used to could scroll through my Instagram and it was nothing but tits, just titties, titties, titties. And now it's like puppies, whales, some video of whale sightings. It's ridiculous. I'm like, super, now it's still titties, but it's like titties mixed with puppies, mixed with like a, you know, a hummingbird flying. The algorithm is it's all fucked up on my Instagram. I've become a very big animal, you know, person. I think the animal, if you're gonna have a pet, it should be trained. Particularly, I think we've accepted that dogs are okay to have as pets. I agree, birds, weird to me, that keep it in a cage. I always feel bad for the bird. You know, I feel like certain animals that are more accustomed to being in the house and things of that nature, dog, cat, fine. But yeah, I think dogs are a lot like kids. Like, make sure your kid isn't fucking terrorizing other people and that they are behaved. Otherwise, keep them locked or whatever the fuck you do. Mm.
People aren't doing a great job of that either, though. There's still so much bullying and stuff. But we can move on to another.
But do we think the kid's heightened sense of alertness puts the animals on edge so that they won't just want to bite things? Because I'm starting to get that idea just because the frequency of time she's seen it. It doesn't add up to me.
Listen, it could be, but I've known Kate for so long, and I must say, I've never gotten to properly tell you how much I like your sleeve there. Is that the proper terminology?
Thank you.
I hadn't seen you in person since you got it, and I saw it on Instagram or Facebook, and I was like, oh my God, so cool. So
thank you.
Very good.
It took a while for it to be completed, and in the process, it looked mad fucking stupid at times.
Yeah.
So thank you, because now I do like it, but there were some moments where it became a nightmare, because it was like, when it wasn't finished, it wasn't looking right, but I appreciate it, because it took a lot of time, and it's painful.
I can imagine. I don't have any ink on my body as of yet, but I can imagine.
It's not too bad, though.
If you look for it, every day has cause for celebration. Celebrate a friend for their promotion, baby, wedding, whatever life thing. Celebrate yourself for keeping the couch warm. It's no easy feat, especially if it's a big couch. Or maybe you just want to celebrate living in 2022, where you can buy beer, wine, and spirits delivered from Drizzly in under 60 minutes without leaving your couch. Drizly is the number one app for alcohol delivery and is the most convenient way to buy beer, wine, and spirits. Right now, Drizly is giving all new customers $5 off their first order with code FAST5. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com. And use promo code FAST5 for $5 off your first order. Once again, that's DRIZLY.com with promo code FAST5.
So if you want one, get it. But I want to go to the next topic, which, so, you know, like the big, I think it's called the Met. They have that big fashion thing. What'd you say?
Met Gala?
The Met Gala, yes. It's the Met Gala, and Kim Kardashian lost 16 pounds or something to fit into Marilyn Monroe's old dress that she wore for the singing Happy Birthday to John F. Kennedy, right? And Lily Reinhart, who is an actress from Riverdale and that movie with J-Lo, Hustlers, she said this, she made this comment where she said, to openly admit to starving yourself for the sake of the Met Gala, the ignorance is otherworldly, disgusting. And I just want to say this, though. I think you have a right to diet if you want to, though. Like, people do it for movies. But I also understand what Lily's saying, because we definitely have a mentality in our society of, like, starving yourself is good. But also, actors do that all the time. So I kind of see both sides, but I wanted to get your guys' opinions.
You want my unfiltered, non-biased opinion? So I just saw a video the other day. Apparently, I don't know if this is a new thing, but the Gen Zers are considering, if you're dieting with the purpose of losing weight, that's a form of fat shaming. Mm. Nah.
Damn, the world's changing.
Kiss my entire black ass, is what I say. Like, we're getting to the point, the train is going off the rails. We're at the point of insanity. You can diet if you want to diet. If you don't want to diet, you cannot diet. I don't give a shit. We just got done talking about my body, my choice. Well, it's still my body, my choice. If a person wants to lose their own weight, we don't get to tell them whether or not they can lose their weight or not lose their weight. Like, we're going into Looney Tunes now. If she lost weight to fit into, first of all, this is pre Kim Kardashian. How many brides have we heard? I gotta lose weight before my reunion. I gotta lose weight before my wedding. I gotta lose 20 pounds before the vacation. That's just a thing. And could it be that we're, beauty standards are this, that, and the third, and we need to change beauty standards? Fine, that's another conversation that we can have. But if a person wants to lose weight, or if they wanna gain weight, I was, as you know me for a long time, super, super skinny. I used to get all the time, especially from women, do you eat? Do you ever eat? You're so skinny, you're so thin, you're so skinny, you're so thin. Where's my shame? Where's my skinny shaming, right? It goes every which way. I think people in general should leave other people the fuck alone when it comes to their body and how big or small it is and how big or small they want to be. Stop me if I'm going on a run here, but I will say this in closing. Is there a fact on, you know, obesity and the health problems that comes with it, et cetera, et cetera? Of course there is. Of course there is. There's also fact in how healthy smoking is and drinking too much and this and that and third. It's not my body. I don't give a fuck. You do what you want. If you're an adult, you do what you want with your body, big or small. And I think the people commenting on other people's weight in regards to being obese, I don't think that comes from a positive place, even though they make it sound like, oh no, it's unhealthy. Bullshit. You're just making fun of someone because they're fat and you don't like their fat body. you're projecting your bias, your fat bias onto them and disguising it as health. If unless you're their physician or you're their, you know, person that's close to them that wants them to be healthy and loves them, then shut the fuck up. You know, people make choices. There's consequences to those choices and how we live. And that's just what it is. So that's what I say. Mind your fucking business. It's my long way of saying mind your fucking business when it comes to other people's bodies.
I agree. How do you feel?
Oh yeah, she needs to chill back. I mean, I thought that's actually awesome. When I heard Kim Kardashian did that, I was like, that's fucking awesome. She's going to look smoking in Marilyn Monroe's dress. And then, so like, I don't know. I was thinking the opposite thing. And then for a chick to get mad at it, I don't get that really.
But this is where we...
But unless that chick, she can eat whatever she wants and doesn't gain weight and she doesn't even have that struggle. So she don't even know about having to lose weight or having to like... You know, it could be that, like, she's so gifted physically that she don't even have that problem.
I think we've gotten to a place in society where through social media, we're so able to just give our opinions on things to the world, our unsolicited opinions to the world, that's become the norm now. Now people just go, well, I think this, I think that, and I think it's like, no one gives a shit, no one asks you. But we're just so used to doing that. And I never pass up an opportunity to shut the fuck up. Like, nobody asked me. Why do I care? No one asked me. It has nothing to do with me. So, yeah, but that's just where we are. The same thing goes for, and it starts from, it does start a lot. All these movements, all these progressive, whatever, start from a positive place. But like anything, it just jumps the shark at a certain point. And I think this is starting to jump the fucking shark. And that's just what it is.
I was, yeah, you said like you learn to shut the fuck up sometimes, you know, if nobody asks you. I learned also if somebody asks you, you should still shut the fuck up. Probably they can still get mad. They still don't really want to know what you think about it. So you still got to shut the fuck up. That's what I learned. Like when I got older, I was like, no, they don't even want to know what I have to say, even though they're asking.
Notice I didn't really notice my bullshit answer to Kate's abortion question. Whoa, huh? I'm like the Matrix on that shit. Yeah. Everybody should just, it's wild out there. I don't know. Crazy times we're living in. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I will say this, we can end on this. I will say who does need to really shut the fuck up is this dude at the gym. there's this dude and he wears like, he looks like he's from the Beach Boys group, like back in the day. He's got like a certain haircut and he wears like short shorts, kind of. They're like gym shorts, but.
Oh, wait a sec. That guy's cool.
I thought you
hated the other guy.
Not. This guy is not cool.
Wait, that's the guy worst. Who said what you were talking
the
about?
One that's like tall and you would think he's good looking, but he's the worst, not good. Okay. So he's just loud. First of all, if you're that loud at the gym that you want everyone to hear what you're talking about, like you were not breastfed long enough or something, or you weren't hugged enough. So now, I don't mean to insult any people who couldn't breastfeed, but you know what I'm saying? Like they need too much attention. We do not need to hear your thoughts, the whole gym. Yeah. So this dude just always is talking loud and he's one of those loud grunters in the gym. And it's like, shut up. Anyway, today, and I just wanted to say this because like you couldn't believe how upset I got. I was trying to do abs and I hear him talking to his friend. He's like, I need to stop hearing all about like ads for Black Lives Matter. And like, he just said the most douchiest thing. Like I already knew he was douchey. And to me, it was like, oh, he just literally said the douchiest thing. And I just want to say to people who are getting sick of the Black Lives Matter stuff that it'll go away once the fucking behavior changes of the police force. So once it evolves, people don't, you know, you want it to change so bad, you don't want to hear it. Then let's have it all change. So I was pretty peeved. And he was saying it loud with people who weren't white near him either. Like, it's like, he was like being a threatening force in the gym. And like, it took me, I started doing my sit-ups like this.
Yeah.
To do some superpower energy. I was really trying to send major shock waves to his system because I couldn't just go and punch him. Plus he would punch me out. Plus you're not supposed to punch people.
I had to fight him.
The left trying to say all the level of checks and balances of Kate's wokeness just went. It was very entertaining. Just like, he's a bad person. I wanted to punch him, but you're not supposed to punch people. So apologizing for thinking that I'm supposed to punch him, even though he's a very punchable person.
I've had to, because he got very worried about my anger for a while, because, you know, I just think some people need to be spiritually headbutted. Like, he's, I don't even want to say he's allowed to have that belief, but he can have that belief, but like, shut up, like, keep it in your head. Like, he's being loud. He's telling the whole gym, and then he's annoyed with it, but he's saying it loudly. And he clearly doesn't get why it's such a big deal because of his own white privilege. And like, he hasn't had to feel that. So I'm just like, trying not to punch him in the gym. And obviously I won't. But like, some people need to shut the fuck up. I even thought that before I heard that come out of his mouth. Like, some grunting is okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you're having to like, and then you're dropping the weights all loud, like, motherfucker, like, you want me to be that loud at the gym? Like,
I want you to start doing your porn star voice at the gym.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, we got to make a video of that shit.
What, see how they focus.
No, there was this chick the other day making, you need to come with me. And there was this chick the other day who was like,
stop.
And everybody was looking over. They was like trying not to look. And she, yeah, it was good shit. It was good shit. But like, I think she was doing it to attract men.
Exactly.
She was not very attractive, but she was making some cool sounds though. I'm not gonna lie to you. Stop. But it was like such an embarrassment. It was like, everybody was like looking over like, what the fuck is that? Like, I've seen these young kids looking over.
The funniest part is when I just, as a joke, go like, yeah. He's like, it's working. Cut it out.
Makes fun of it. She does it to make fun of the sex voice, but it turns me on so much. I'm always like, yeah, I'm sorry. That's really turning me on.
It's not a bad sound. respectfully.
And she only does it. She's like, I hate these porn stars so much. They're so ridiculous. And then she makes the voice to try to get me on her side. But then
I'm like, no, it's not working.
I'm just like, you think we can retire?
Well, it shouldn't be at the gym, but yeah, like, if they want to get loud, I'll get loud. Like, I'll start talking about my feelings of Roe versus Wade and my period. I'll talk about my period. I'll be like, oh my god, they need to make tampons that can just like make your vagina breathe better. Like, damn, a pussy needs to breathe. Oh, by the way, on that note, I need to say this. On the last podcast, I was using the phrase pull pussy, like, you know, can dudes pull pussy? And I understand that can be offensive. So I meant to say attract women. So for those who didn't like it when I said pull pussy, I mean attract women. I just want to say that because some people get very offended.
Did anyone actually write to you and say, I was offended by the phrase pull pussy? Is that...
She came up with it herself that it was wrong, like, later. I thought she was cool as shit that podcast. I was like, yo, she's being cool as shit today.
Yo, this should be called the White Guilt Podcast with Kate Wolf. Apologizing for shit that could preemptively, possibly be offensive to someone somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this cancel culture. Yeah, but this like overly PC thing has me. And like, look, you probably knew I put out a rap song called Labia Game years ago and it didn't work out so well for me, Charles. So I got a lot more self-conscious, like, of what I say, because I put out Labia Game and I thought it was all jokes, and I didn't really think I was the baddest bitch in the labia game. And some people were like, you think you're the baddest bitch in the labia game, and like, you're white, why do you think you can rap? And like, I went up to Schultz one time and was like, maybe you and Charlamagne, because this is when I thought it was hot.
Yeah.
I thought I'd put out the newest bop, you know? So I was like, maybe you and Charlamagne can have me on and talk about it. And honestly, thank God they didn't, because I would have had like a lot of people making I already did, but it would have been heightened. So I'm glad they rejected me there. So yeah, but it's made me a lot more like, I didn't mean it like that, because yeah. You know,
Gotta lean into it. Gotta lean in. Otherwise, can you imagine? I actually want to write a sketch about that. Like, just the wokiest woke society.
The wokiest.
Like how many checks and balances and how many different things before you can even have a conversation. It's like, you got to get through all the pronouns, all the possible pronouns of the pronouns. And then I didn't mean it this way, but if you're cool with it, I mean it. Like, I mean, that's where we're headed. It's wild. It's wild.
Oh yeah, it's happening now. Any like new person you talk to, I feel like I'm half doing that shit. And it's very uncomfortable. I used to be a lot more fun of a person.
It halts the conversation, the whole wavelength, because you're worried the whole time if they're going to take it wrong. And, you know, it sucks. But if you're with the right people and everyone trusts each other and you know you have good hearts, then you can go all out and say what you want. But it's tricky.
I not hang around those people at all. If I have to question myself at all that I'm going to offend by the, I'd rather not hang out. I'd rather not know you. I'd rather not interact. If it's now, when I'm in work mode, I'm a little more cognizant of this, that, and the third. But in general, if I can't shoot the shit, or if we're, you know, I just avoid you altogether.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where I am. Cause it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah. I agree. It's too much energy. It's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right, well.
I do it just not to be a complete social outcast, because I'm close anyway. So I just do it, you know, I do it for that reason, just so the neighbors and shit think I'm cool. But,
before you were, when you were growing up, you couldn't have the ice cream, but you didn't want to be an outcast. Or the kid in your neighborhood didn't want to be an outcast. But now you're like, I will not eat ice cream. I will call you whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm a lot less cool than I was. And I wasn't that cool to begin with even back then.
Lies.
So now.
The homeschoolers have taken over.
No, that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, they're taking over.
The world, somehow.
Yeah.
Mormons have a lot of babies.
They do have a lot.
Damn, you just had to throw the whole religion under the bus. I hope we don't got no Mormons listening. Sorry about that, Mormon.
I'm gonna
apologize right now. You apologize.
Sorry about that, Salt Lake City.
I'm sorry. It's more of like the multiple wives kind of thing. Like the Mormons who do multiple wives, I'm not. That sounds very upsetting to me. Same if
they're
the women
the
had multiple
cool
husbands.
Ones.
No, babe.
They're the pimps.
No. No. And also you've got a lot of Hasidic Jews procreating, and they don't seem the chillest, to put it nicely.
Wait, are they allowed to have more than one wife?
No comment.
This is one of those times where you just shut the fuck up. Not me. I was like, she said lean into it. I'm like, all right. I'll get canceled right now.
What do you think about this other race? Let's be real. You know, yeah, that's a good
question. I think,
question,
by the way, I'm not against Mormons if you don't have, like, I don't like the multiple spouses thing. It feels very culty.
Those are the cool
the
ones.
Compounds feel off, is what I'll say. And yes, I've seen the Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn, and like they stare at you ominously, and like that also feels off to
are
me.
Are they allowed to hit if they want to, or is it against the religion?
I think they can hit through a hole in a white sheet.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sheets. Yeah. They got to put a sheet.
No, that shit is real?
Yeah, it's called something. What is it called? It's called
If you're not their wife, like, can they have like a regular wife and then they can bang you through a sheet?
No.
Or is it just
with
anybody?
Their regular wife, it's through a sheet. And I don't think they're not supposed to cheat. See?
There's also another thing where, since you're not allowed to have sex, the guy puts his penis into the woman, but he doesn't move. And somebody else comes and jumps up and down on the bed.
Shakes them?
Shakes them. So by proxy, they're having sex, but they're not really having sex. That's an actual thing.
Yo, you know what, dude? I so want to do that. It's like the most relaxing ever. Like, you got to do no work. You still get laid. You have somebody who's hired to do it for you, to do the work for you. That sounds fucking dope to me, dude. I have to try
it. It has to be someone you kind of are cool with. Maybe not. Yeah. I've gotten massages. I've had people touch me.
I'm going to call my bros. See what they can do.
All right. Well,
your porno noise.
Yeah. Well, okay. We're going to wrap this up, Charles, and wrap it up instead of the pullout method. Or whatever, or do you? But Charles, where
if
can
you
people...
want it to feel terrible?
Stop it.
Sorry.
Stop. Charles, where do you want people to find you?
Tinder, Bumble. no, I'm on Instagram, the TikToks at Charles McBee. It's all the same stuff. So find me there and say hello.
Okay, thank you. Find me. At the Kate Wolf on Instagram, kwolf27@gmail.com for healing. And thank you, Charles, so much for joining us.
And find me at the closest place where they have sex for me while I lay there. Ew. With my wang. Sorry.
That just sounded like you wanted fucking prostitute. What the hell? That's the worst sign off. You just want someone who's going to shimmy
I want
your wiener
the bed
me?
Shaker person.
And I say, it's the only reason I work out is to fuck better. Literally the only reason.
That is a good call.
It's somewhat to look better also, but really to keep my endurance up so that I can fuck better. Because being winded while fucking is not a good look. It's just not a good look. And so it's like, you know what? Let me run on this. When I'm on the treadmill, it's so I can perform in bed.
For me, it's more less of an endurance thing, more of a sprint. But, you know, so I don't often get winded during. I may be winded after, but I get it done.
We have a fun time. It's just a quick one. It's real fun, though.
We have shit to do. We're out in the world. We have shit to get done. Okay, we just can't just have marathon sessions.
That is why.
It is very efficient. It is very efficient.
We have responsibilities. We're grown-ups.
Yes, I'm sure if you wanted to, you could go hours. No one should go hours.
Real.
No one should go. You wouldn't even feel your wiener. My vagina would be numb. I'd have a UTI. Like, you don't need to go for hours.
It's been done. It's
Charles, how long do you go?
So depending on, let's say, like, super, you know, attracted to the girl, first round is going to be quicker. It's just going to be.
Oh, he's talking about first round, like there'll definitely be a second round. That's new to me too.
This is where the working out comes in, right? Working out, eating right, drinking water. First round, quick, not gonna lie. But that second round, oh man, we're on the highway cruise control. By the third, if there's a third round, and there's been a third round, it's usually because she's crazy.
On E.
I'm usually like, please no, please no more. But I've gone a third round. If you give me like 5 to 6 minutes and you're willing to help me get up off the ring, I can go a third round.
Dude, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
And the way you said that too, like, can I get a little help? You know, I'm laid out right now. Can I get a little help?
Laid out on the canvas right now. I'm going to
need. Yeah, on the canvas. Get up off the canvas. I need a hand. I gotta say that I'm gonna start saying that all the time. Like, listen, I'm like laid out on the canvas right now. Don't you get like this?
If you talk to me like that, I'd be like, you can keep yours soft.
I'm like, it's not fully soft. You're tired.
Sorry, Charles. What were you saying?
No, I'm just learning a lot about you guys' life, and it's great.
Well. Thank you so much for
joining
us.
I think I've gone a third.
Baby, you have. And we've done second, but like sometimes you get very tired. I mean, I do ride you quite hard. I'm an aggressive.
Are you aggressive?
Well, yeah, I guess. I didn't think so. I thought I was a gentle butterfly.
The first time she hit these skins, I found out it's a different world. I was like, yo, she's like, listen, I like to be gentle. I like to chill. This was afterwards. I was like, yo, you fuck hard. Like, you fuck hard. Like, I never got it done like that before.
It's just, I have a lot of power. It's like,
she's strong. She's a lot stronger than she looks. And everything flexes. It's like steel. It's like a steel person.
That's very interesting. Do you, I mean, listen, we're already there, but I'm very intrigued now. So let me know if I go too far. Do you prefer to be like on top and everything, or do you prefer to be more dominated in a submissive role? And I'm talking to Kate.
I like to be on top because it's easier for me to orgasm that way. I've heard energy levels wise, I would love to be on bottom sometimes and to not, you know, but the way I always have done that. Sometimes I can the other way, but it's more rare. It's just you control the pressure. It's like more direct, you know, so I get on top for that reason. And yeah, just when I have a mission, I gets it done.
So even if you're tired, if you laid on top and we got the Hasidic Jew, got to wiggle us around. We could, I'm hiring a dude. I'm calling a dude. No,
see, that's interesting. So then you should get off easy. Not, well, I use that term loosely. You should, because if you're on your back, if Kate's on top, you're on your back. Whenever she's on top, my girl's on top and I'm on my back, it's just because I'm spent and I'm just like, yeah, go for it. You know what I mean? And I can rest while she like does her thing. So do you-
Yeah, I don't have to expend much energy except like so my pelvis doesn't crack. That's basically what I'm trying to absorb the shock, you know what I'm saying, to stay intact so I don't get a 75-year-old man injury.
Out
of the fucking house, you know, like.
Yeah, touche.
You know, I've left some purple dicks and purple hearts in my past. I didn't realize there were some wounded soldiers limping around because I didn't know how much pressure I put down.
They can't tell you, bro. They can't be like, yo, you're fucking too hard for me right now.
You did.
You can't. I did.
Because he said it was like, my vagina was like, girl. And so I had to chill out a little.
Sometimes it can be that way if you're hopping up and down, as opposed to riding to and fro. If you're hopping up and down, then it gets a little scary. Because I'm like, if this chick misses and like, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to break my dick off.
That's true.
Yeah.
Riding to and fro, then it's like, okay, but then even with that, I've had the ride to and fro. And if there's not enough lubricant, if you will, then it's just a forest fire down. It's just like, whoa, lady, we gotta slow up here. So
there's actually, with her, there's kind of claws on it. So it can like, it can grab it and then twist it. So it's like there's more muscles than there's supposed to be. It's like it can do detailed actions that most vaginas can't do. They're just a hole. But like hers right at the bottom, there's Shut like another up. Earth twist and can quit twist and grind at the so, deepest level.
Know why that is.
Which is dope because, sometimes.
It's because
but it's got to be controlled.
It's because her vagina's Puerto Rican. As a,
you did hear the joke, yeah.
My vagina has a knife. And if you fuck with, even though it's not a knife, and I'm not saying Puerto Ricans have knives, you know, this is a really,
damn.
I'm just saying like, don't fuck. It's like a don't fuck with me pussy. It's like, it was real aggressive. Mm-hmm. And then communication is key. And he's had many times to be honest about things that I didn't want to hear like that. And then that I was dressing too much like Blossom. So, you know, communication is good. Yeah. And my vagina has muscles, maybe others doesn't. And
it can do tricks and shit they can't do. But if you know, if done the wrong way,
it can break off.
You know what I'm saying?
It could break off.
A really strong trapeze artist can do beautiful things. But like if he loses his shit, he can break your back. You know, he can break your shit.
Right. So I have trained my vagina to be softer in my body. It's still forceful, but I've learned to soften. It's been a journey and I'm well on my way. So
there's light at the end of the tunnel.
But we have to wrap this up.
Sorry, my bad,
I'm glad we got to wrap it up on how multifaceted my puss is.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming, man.
For joining awesome. Us.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.